Ms. Pelka. Zimbabwe has declared its former president, Robert Mugabe, a national hero. The 95-year-old died in a Singapore hospital Friday. Mugabe leaves behind a complicated legacy. To some, he was a liberation hero who stood by his principles. Others say he rigged elections, destroyed the economy, and terrorized his people for decades. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has reaction from African leaders.
Uhuru Kenyatta says Kenyans will remember Mugabe as a man of courage, describing him as an elder statesman and freedom fighter who played a major role in shaping the interests of the African continent. As well, the former president of Congo, Joseph Kabila, has paid homage to Mugabe, saying the entire continent has just lost one of the great Pan-Africanists, the lineage of the heroes of the struggle for independence. Mugabe had overthrown white minority rule, but had then turned into an autocrat, saying he had wanted to rule for life. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reuters reports President Emmerson Mnangagwa said the country would be in national mourning until the former leader was buried. Hurricane Dorian weakened into a Category 1 hurricane Friday, then made landfall on the U.S. state of North Carolina's coast, as thousands of people in the Bahamas have begun the long and painful struggle to rebuild their lives after the storm hit, especially in Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands. This man says he slept in his ceiling to escape the rising water.
Slept in the ceiling for 2 days. Got 8 feet of water in my house. And right now I'm heading into the city of Freeport for refuge. So keep us in prayer of your Bahamas strong.
The death toll right now is at 30, but Bahamian Prime Minister told CNN Thursday he believes the final number of those killed will be staggering. This is VOA News. The AP reports U.S. employers added a modest 130,000 jobs in August. The Labor Department reported Friday that the unemployment rate remained 3.7%, near the lowest level in 5 decades. Both U.S. and Chinese stock markets recently soared on news that Washington and Beijing have agreed to resume high-level trade talks early next month. China has said the talks will lay the groundwork for meaningful progress in their trade dispute. But analysts urge investors not to get their hopes up, saying that China has not taken President Donald Trump's tough stance seriously. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Friday measures announced this week to help restore order in the Chinese-ruled city were a first step. Lam making the statement as pro-democracy students continue their defiance in a tense Hong Kong. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma also filed this report.
Protesters have continued to gather outside Mong Kok Police Station in Hong Kong, building barriers and pointing laser beams at the police. And students and graduates from at least 5 schools have formed human chains to raise awareness of the 4 remaining demands of protesters involved in months of demonstrations. The fresh round of protests comes after Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Thursday her government would withdraw an extradition bill that has sparked months of demonstrations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization has reached an agreement with Facebook to direct millions of users to WHO sites where they can get accurate information about vaccines. WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib tells VOA misinformation is a global health threat that could reverse decades of progress made in tackling preventable diseases. Shaib says the WHO is now turning to Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
This is the way people now get the information they need. They will not go directly to the WHO website or read the newspaper. They will go to social media and see what people are saying about vaccines or other things.
But the WHO says the online effort alone is not enough to reverse a globally trending anti-vaccine movement. It says governments and the health sector must take tangible steps as well. Officials said Friday Taliban militants conducted an overnight attack on the western Afghan city of Farah. There was no immediate word about casualties among Afghan forces or the Taliban. On Thursday, the NATO-led military alliance said an American soldier and a Romanian soldier were killed in action in Kabul, Afghanistan, raising the number of U.S. military fatalities to 16 this year. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA 1.